The US president is urging all state governors to deploy the National Guard across the country, saying if they don't, he'll send in the military to restore law and order. Donald Trump delivered the decree during a short statement before the media in the Rose Garden at the White House before taking a short walk outside the grounds of the presidential home. He's delivered the demand after 6 days of widespread protests and riots across the country in response to the killing of African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis last week in police custody. I was joined just moments ago by our North America correspondent David Lipson, who's on the streets in Washington, D.C. David, we'll get to what Mr. Trump said in a moment. You're on the streets of Washington, D.C. right now. The curfew's in place. Tell us what's in front of you.
Well, it's a very tense scene. We have protesters, about 50 to 100 of them, that are clearly not concerned about the curfew. They're shouting the same things they've been shouting for about 7 days at a row of riot police who are now forming a ring of steel and wooden batons around the White House. There's also a military vehicle, an armoured vehicle with a manhole at the top that has a soldier with a helmet and everything with his head sticking out the top. So clearly there's an attempt to not only exert force but project an image of strength as well to try to intimidate these protesters into going home. The vast majority of them have gone home, but there's still very much a hardcore element that seem to be settling in for a long night ahead.
Now, earlier at the Rose Garden, Mr. Trump used forceful language to say that governors needed to call out the National Guard to restore order, and if they don't do that, he'll send in the military. He's also taken a walk outside the grounds of the White House. What is all of that about?
Pretty extraordinary scenes, especially as the disorder continues throughout downtown DC. The president, it seems, wanted to project an image of strength and control to walk out the gates of the White House, where just last night there was anarchy, fires and clashes with police, and visit the church that was set on fire last night. That is a very historic church built in 1812 and has been visited by every single president since. It almost burned to the ground last night. So Donald Trump went and said a few words there. But just minutes before that, he addressed the nation in the Rose Garden of the White House. And as you say, some very, very strong words urging the governors to bring in the National Guard to bring the nation's cities under control. And if not, he says he'll call in the military. Take a listen.
Mayors and governors must establish an overwhelming law enforcement presence until the violence has been quelled. If a city or state refuses to take the actions that are necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, then I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them.
Now, Mr. Trump also says the curfew will be strictly enforced, and he's described some of the protests as domestic terror. David, Mr. Floyd's brother Terrence has also spoken, and he's appealing for protesters to end the violence. Are people actually listening to what they're saying?
Well, some are. Many are. Certainly in the city of Minneapolis, they appear to be. In that city, that's where everything started. They're actually starting to stand down the National Guard, and even yesterday, when we saw those frightening scenes of a tanker truck heading straight into a large crowd of peaceful protesters, well, the driver, we've now found out, although some people were trying to attack him, he was by and large protected by the crowd. So things in Minneapolis have calmed down, but in the meantime, the protest has spilled over into the rest of the country and morphed into something that does not really resemble a protest. It resembles anarchy and violence and destruction. But the message still coming from the mouths of these protesters is about Black Lives Matter, is about justice for George Floyd and his memory. And that is what Terrence Floyd, his brother, wanted everyone to focus on when he urged peace in the hours and days ahead.
What are y'all doing? Y'all doing nothing. Because that's not going to bring my brother back at all. It may feel good for the moment, just like when you drink. But when they come down, you're gonna wonder what you did.
That's right.
Let's do this another way.
That's George Floyd's brother, Terrence Floyd. And David, the president also describes himself as the president for law and order. He says all Americans were sickened by Mr. Floyd's death and that his death won't be in vain. How confident are protesters that that is the case?
Well, not supremely confident at this point. They may have increased their confidence as a result of an independent autopsy on George Floyd's body that has confirmed what we all suspected, that he did die from asphyxiation. It was, it seems, the knee of that police officer on his neck that led to his death. Now, whether that in turn will lead to a conviction and a jail sentence, we don't know. The protesters are after much more than just that one officer being put in jail. They want to see all four who were at the scene locked up, and at this stage, only one of them has been charged.
David, thank you. Stay safe.
Thanks, Sabra.
North America correspondent David Lipson.